Do you know God's righteousness? This morning, do you know God's righteousness? Or are you seeking to establish your own? That is a question every man, every woman, every child must wrestle with while you still have breath in this life. I want to turn your attention, as we come to the Lord's table this morning, to Romans chapter 10. In Romans chapter 10, Paul is expressing his heartfelt love, his compassion, his earnest zeal for his countrymen, his fellow Jews, religious people who did not know God. And he says he longs for their salvation. And he longs for the salvation of people whom he says have a zeal for God. He's talking about religious people. People who spend their lives doing religious things, religious activities, expressions of worship. They have devoted their time and their lives, even their way of living, to religion, to a pursuit of God in some fashion. And yet, Paul says, they don't know God. They don't know His righteousness. Verse 3 of Romans chapter 10 says, "For not knowing about God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own, they did not subject themselves to the righteousness of God." The theme of Paul's letter to the Romans is about the righteousness of God. It is simply that the righteousness of God is available as a free gift to all who would believe in God's Son, the righteous one, who came to give freely God's righteousness, not to those who are righteous inherently, not to those who muster up righteousness, not to those who pull themselves up by their own unrighteous bootstraps, but who believe, who turn their backs on their own righteousness, recognizing it for what it is, trash, rubbish, filthy garments. If you have not turned away from yourself and turned to the one who gives righteousness freely, you do not yet know God. My friends, there is hope for you this morning. Hope for eternal life. Hope for eternal life that could start today. New life. A new way of living. New freedom. New affections. New will. New desires. And it is available for you in God's provision of righteousness. All religious endeavor really boils down to two categories. Those who seek to establish their own righteousness, and those who abandon that and turn to God who gives freely. The gospel, the good news, is simply this. You and I can know God. We can have God. And only one way. Through Jesus Christ, His Son. God Himself took on flesh in the person of His Son and came to earth so that He might live, so that He might die, so that He might rise, in order that He might provide righteousness to those who believe. Friends, you're seated here this morning. It means at some level there is some desire for something. You're in a church on a Sunday morning. It is very possible, in fact, it is very likely that there are some in this room who may spend their entire lives in church and never know the righteousness of God, because you have not yet subjected yourself to the righteousness that God provides. But in pride, in self-promotion, even rebellion, you hold on to this hope that you have what it takes. My friends, repent. Repent of that foolish notion that will kill you. And turn to the free gift of God through Jesus Christ. He provides a righteousness that will allow you to stand before His holiness blameless and with great joy. And he will begin to promote in you a real righteousness that actually transforms you from the inside out. Do you want this? Chapter 10 of Romans goes on to say, you can have this today if you hear and believe. We're going to take the Lord's table, communion, a piece of bread and a little cup of juice. They are symbols of Jesus' blood and Jesus' body, spilled out and crushed at a cross on a hill 2,000 years ago for all who believe. If you have abandoned self-righteousness and if you have run to Jesus' righteousness, this meal is for you. It's a remembrance of what Christ has done. If you don't care about righteousness, or if you are holding on to the foolish hope that your righteousness is enough before God, this meal of remembrance is not for you. We would ask you just to let it pass by. Or you could repent and believe and take it for the first time today. And Christian, this is an opportunity for you to examine your heart, to let go of sins, wrong thoughts, wrong behaviors, wrong affections you've been holding on to. Turn from those. Enjoy the forgiveness that has been purchased for you in Christ this morning. The men will come and pass out the bread and the juice at this time, and then you may take communion on your own when you're ready. I want to say something about the bread that is coming. It's different this week than it has been before. This week's communion bread and from here out is a gluten-free communion. So those of you who, due to allergies, have been unable to participate in this, we hope that you can. There's some technical details about the wafers in your bulletin, so you can look at those and see if that is a good fit for you. But the men will come now and serve us, and take it on your own when you're ready.